Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dime.
Hello, everybody. Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. I wanted to take an entire episode to talk about the Manny trade, simply because there are so many components here, what it means for the Red Sox, what it means for the Dodgers, what it means for the NL West, and there were a lot of other trades that went down, and I'm going to do another show in the very near future going over the other major trades that have gone down over the last few days. But I think this trade alone warrants an entire 10 minutes of discussion. So, first and foremost, I am really upset with Manny Ramirez. Obviously not on a personal level. I'm not a Red Sox fan or a Dodgers fan. But just for the sake of the integrity of the game, I was really disappointed with the way he handled himself over the last few weeks. And I did a whole show on him, Manny being Manny, and I knew that he was capable of this sort of thing. He has sat himself out of games in the past and whatnot, but usually it's always been in a somewhat playful manner, and there was nothing playful about mailing in game after game and consistently not even jogging to first base, walking to first base, or just walking back to the dugout on a hard fly ball without even paying attention to whether or not it falls. There's just no excuse for it. And I won't even say to be getting paid that much money, there's no excuse for it. He is getting paid $20 million. There's no excuse for it if you're getting paid $300,000. You're playing a game that you love for a living. And if you don't love it because of the game, let's just say you're playing it because you're good at it. The game has given you so much. The game has given you so much money and so much publicity and fame and adoration from fans that just for the sake of the integrity of the game, you need to conduct yourself in a better manner. If you want to get traded, make all the fuss you want in the media, make all the fuss you want in the front office, but out there on the field, at least pretend like you're trying. Because to see somebody not... And again, some people don't hustle every single play like they should, but to have somebody not even trying and making it visibly clear they weren't even trying and that they didn't care is a slap in the face to the teammates, a slap in the face to the game, slap in the face to the fans, and I don't care who it is, how much they're getting paid, it really bothered me as a sports fan. And I can't believe that I'm actually reading and hearing people say that the Red Sox did something wrong here. I simply don't get it. First of all, it shows that there's no respect for smaller market teams and that the average baseball fan doesn't know much outside of the Yankees and the Red Sox. Because one thing I've heard is the fact that Manny Ramirez was dumped just because of his attitude and the Red Sox got nothing in return, and it was a terrible trade. Do people not realize that Jason Bay, at the time of the trade, had 6 more runs than Manny Ramirez, 2 more home runs than Manny Ramirez, only 4 less RBIs than Manny Ramirez, and mind you, he didn't have Dustin Pedroia, Jacoby Ellsbury, Kevin Youkilis batting in front of him. 6 more stolen bases, and his batting average was only 17 points lower. It's almost a wash as far as the stats are concerned. And I'm not saying that Jason Bay is as good as Manny Ramirez, but I am saying it's pretty damn close. And the way that Manny conducted himself and publicized to the entire world that he wanted nothing to do with the Red Sox, and publicized to the entire world that he was going to be a huge distraction on and off the field, and the Red Sox had no choice at all but to trade him, because if he stuck around, not only was he going to mail in the rest of the season, but he was going to completely destroy the morale in the locker room. If Manny Ramirez had been traded for two complete unknown prospects that would never make Major League Baseball, I would have said it was a good trade for the Red Sox just to get rid of him. But somehow, despite the fact that all of this was publicized, and despite the fact that he probably would have just been given away, the Red Sox managed to get Jason Bay out of it, a player that's almost just as good. It's remarkable that they pulled this off, and it's even more remarkable that people are complaining that Boston did something wrong. They gave up two just decent prospects, and they got rid of this huge, huge locker room cancer, and got Jason Bay, who's almost as good on the field, minus all of the baggage. I just don't understand how this is a bad trade for the Boston Red Sox. It gets rid of the distraction without really taking too much of a hit on offense. And I think once people see how good Jason Bay is in Boston, they might realize how stupid all this is to say that Boston made some kind of mistake or that Boston, quote-unquote, gave away Manny Ramirez. But even if they had just given away Manny Ramirez, could you blame them? Were you not paying attention to the fact that he wasn't even trying anymore? Were you expecting him to bat 330 down the stretch with 15 more home runs and to be a great team leader in the locker room? Is that what you were expecting from Manny Ramirez if you didn't like this trade? I just don't get it. I don't know what Boston fans are thinking here, or sports analysts, or anybody else who says there's anything wrong on Boston's end of this trade. Now, going to the Dodgers' end of this trade, you have to give the Dodgers credit. They got Manny Ramirez pretty much for free. They didn't have to give up much at all, and they don't have to pay his salary. So here they are, getting a major bat, and someone who will probably, when he gets to Los Angeles, start hustling again and start playing hard again for the sake of his contract next year. The Dodgers got him pretty much for free, and it was a great acquisition for the Dodgers. And coupled with the acquisition of Casey Blake, who I've always liked as a solid utility infielder type of guy with a solid enough bat, the Dodgers definitely got better at the trade deadline. But I use the word solid to describe Casey Blake, and honestly, I don't think the Dodgers are nearly as good as some people seem to think they are. This Manny Fever thing, once again, it's amazing the media circus that's around this guy right now. Manny Mania has people thinking that the Dodgers are easily going to win the NL West and are a legitimate threat in the NL now. And I just don't really know that that's true. They can definitely win the NL West. Like I said, the Dodgers are a solid team from top to bottom. They have a solid lineup, not a great lineup, not a bad lineup, a solid good lineup. They've got a solid good pitching staff. Again, not great, but solid. And they've got a solid bullpen. It's just an all-around solid team, which may very well be enough to win the NL West. Because you've got the Diamondbacks, whose young offense has been slumping majorly for the bulk of the season now, despite the fact that they have Brandon Webb and Dan Heron, two incredible aces pitching, and Doug Davis and Randy Johnson aren't bad at 3-4, but unless that team starts hitting, they're going to have trouble maintaining their lead in the division. And you've got Colorado finally getting healthy on offense. And that is an excellent offense, one of the best in the NL when healthy. Although Jeff Francis has been terrible this year and then injured, and Aaron Cook, of all people, is the ace on this staff. Ubaldo Jimenez has pitched well, but after that, they don't really have any depth at starting pitching, despite the fact they also have a very strong bullpen. So I don't know how they're going to fare in these starting pitching duels down the stretch against other NL West teams. So the Rockies and Diamondbacks both have weaknesses, which the Dodgers don't really have. So yes, the Dodgers might win the NL West. I still don't think they're anywhere close to a lock. But they might win the NL West. But even if they do, they just don't match up to the other teams in the NL, in my opinion. I would absolutely take the Cubs and the Phillies over the Dodgers, without question. I think they're both better teams. The Brewers I would take over the Dodgers. They've got the two aces, Sabathia and Sheets. They've got an excellent offense. I would definitely take the Brewers. And I might even take the Mets over the Dodgers at this point. So, I'd rank the Dodgers around 4th or 5th in the NL, and despite the fact that may be good enough to win the West and get into the playoffs, I really don't see them making that big of a splash come playoff time. But there's nothing wrong with making the playoffs, there's nothing wrong with winning your division, and there's certainly nothing wrong with adding a future Hall of Famer for absolutely nothing. So, credit to the Dodgers for making a solid trade, and credit to the Red Sox for making a solid trade. This was a good trade for all parties involved, besides maybe the Pirates. I think they could have gotten a little more for Jason Bay, but they did get four prospects in the deal, which is what you're looking to do as a rebuilding team. And we'll see what happens. But please don't send me any stories regarding how bad the Manny Ramirez trade was for the Boston Red Sox, because if I read one more of those, my head will explode and there just won't be a dime anymore. So, on that note, I will wrap things up. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or leave a comment here on the page. I'd love to know what you guys think about this trade. Thank you for listening. That was my dime, because 2 cents just isn't enough.